The state's liquefied natural gas pipeline export project with China can continue regardless of whether Governor Bill Walker is elected to a second term in November. Walker, an independent seeking re-election, has made the mega project a top priority, while Republican challenger Mike Dunleavy has expressed skepticism about the state's ability to manage it. Alaska Gasline Development Corporation Senior Vice President Frank Richards says the AGDC was set up by the legislature to transcend election cycles.
We were created as an organization that would be somewhat apolitical. The goal was that the project would move forward based on its merits and economic viability.
Richards was in Fairbanks yesterday to update the community on the project, which faces a self-imposed year-end target date to sign a binding agreement with three Chinese government-owned companies, under which they would finance three-quarters of the $44 billion project in exchange for three-quarters of gas line output.
So I would say that we are actively engaged with that. It's a negotiation with a very astute buyer of LNG. So we are doing our due diligence to make sure that we are getting the best contract for Alaska and our resources.
Richards says the agreement will guarantee the Chinese buyers a discounted natural gas price over the 20-year life of the financing.
That's where we have to make sure that we're going to acquire debt financing that is not too expensive. And then we'll be able to utilize our equity portion to be able to sell to the remainder of the Asian markets to acquire higher returns for the 25% remaining.
Richards emphasizes that the Chinese companies will not own the gas line, but notes that the AGDC is required to offer up equity shares of the project.
We're going to develop an equity offering that will take out to the world markets, including Alaskans, individual Alaskans, Alaskan municipalities, and Alaska Native corporations the opportunity to invest in this project.
Richards says the offering is expected to be issued this fall. On another front, Richards says the AGDC is negotiating with North Slope producers ConocoPhillips and ExxonMobil to supply the gas line. It already has a contract with BP.